At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is shaking, rockaholics? Happy hump day, one and all. Steve Miggs, it's not very often that we get gussied up before work. You know, we do our hair, we do our makeup.
I did do my hair today.
I can tell. It looks very nice.
I legit shaved both of my eyebrows. That's all the hair I have on my head.
Preparing to be on New Day Northwest on King 5 later today.
They get all high and tight, baby.
It looks great. Your
eyebrows look well as well.
Well, I did do. I put some makeup on this morning. I'm pretty excited. But you mentioned that you almost wore the same color as me.
I did.
And now I'm kind of disappointed that we're not matching.
I think that would have been hilarious if we went in, because we're going to be on New Day Northwest on King 5 this afternoon or this morning. It would have been hilarious if we walked in wearing this exact same colored shirt. That's not a black shirt.
Which, I mean, I'm still wearing black, and so are you.
Right.
That's kind of our uniform.
Yeah, that's all I have in my wardrobe. Yeah, I know. I went with a colored shirt. I'm like, man, I do not feel comfortable in something that's not black. One day I'll get past that hump, but it's not today.
Yeah, today's not the day. But we're excited. It's going to be 11 o'clock, sometime after 11. That's when the show airs. We're playing some game. They never usually give us a heads up until we get there.
And that's my favorite. They used to give us like a little bit of like an intel of like, okay, we're going to do this game. This is kind of the vibe. For the last several times, they're just like, hey, can you guys come and play a game? Because they know we're up for it.
It should have been the matching game, since you guys are almost wearing the same thing.
Okay, that would be funny.
Like
yeah, so I have no idea what game we're playing today, but I'm sure we're going to embarrass. I at least know I'm going to embarrass myself.
Yeah, it's going to be humiliating, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring our A game.
Yeah, I mean, our F game, D game, C. Nothing higher than C.
No. Let's inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn today. I know Danny and I are celebrating it, but are you, Taryn Daly? It's No Bra Day.
Yes. You know, right before we go on TV later, I'll just take my bra off.
You take it off and I'll put it on.
Oh my God.
And this will be the last time that we've ever been invited to King 5.
Honestly,
it was
like,
a good run.
It was. I feel like summer is just like no bra season. I feel like a lot of ladies, like we just let them be free. It feels nice.
When? Where?
All the time. I mean, not at work. I'm trying not to, like, offend you guys.
At the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, people are just not wearing a bikini top?
Well, I mean, not that. But, you know, like, underneath your stuff. Like, sometimes I'll just wear just a tank top. Let the ladies be free.
Yeah. Last night, did Cal Raleigh let his bat be free? That's a terrible segue. But how did Cal Raleigh? That's the question I think everybody asks after every Mariners game. Did he get a home run? Well,
Cal, the deep drive to right field, way back and gone, up to the second deck in right field. Cal Raleigh, when will we stop being amazed?
Never.
His 36th home run. It is now the most ever by a Seattle Mariner before the All-Star break. Simply incredible stuff from the Mariners catcher.
And I think we just leave it at that. We don't talk about the actual game because it was great that he got his 36th home run, but they were down 10-1 when he hit it, so they ended up losing 10-3. It was a rough go. I wish that rain delay would have just kept going. I guess the bright spot was that Cal Raleigh did get a home run. They're back at it again today, and Cal now, yeah, he holds the record for the most home runs by a Seattle Mariner before the All-Star break, breaking Ken Griffey Jr.'s record, which, I mean, yet another feather in the cap of Cal Raleigh's season.
So great. Go Mariners. Hart has canceled their show at the Gorge that was supposed to happen on August 8th. I know Danny yesterday said, oh, Hart's coming to Climate Pledge Arena. And I said, well, that's weird because they're also coming to the Gorge. And this show seemed very near to each other, you know, as far as time goes. But it sounds like...
Which pissed Danny off. He broke a plate yesterday because he was so mad that Hart's not doing the Gorge.
Well, I was actually kind of excited to hear about the cancellation of the Gorge show because we are going to be out of town for that show. But I will be back in town for the Climate Pledge Arena show on November 23rd.
I'm on to you. You purposely had this show canceled.
It was me.
You're so selfish.
I complained. But yeah, it's the Royal Flush Tour. I think they have Cheap Trick on the bill, which is going to be very cool.
I've never seen Cheap Trick live.
I don't actually think I have
either.
And
I say that with such sadness. I can only name maybe two or three Cheap Trick songs. But I would like to see them live so I could say I've seen Cheap Trick live.
Well, let's go. November 23rd is what day of the week?
I would have went August 8th. But
it is a Sunday fun day.
There is zero chance that I'm going to start my week off tired. No, with no disrespect to Cheap Trick or Hart, both great bands. But I pick and choose the bands that I want to see.
On weeknights.
On nights that I have to go to work the next
for
day.
For sure.
And I'm sorry to tell you this, Taryn Daly. Cheap Trick and Hart are not those bands.
So I won't see you there.
No, you won't. You'll see me in bed. Well, you won't.
God, Steve.
Wow. He went to no bra day to see each other in bed. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 70 degrees today. I don't know what the hell happened. We're taking a 10-degree dip today. But
I like it.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kicks for Kids is back for 2025, and we're going to help Mary's Place buy 400 pairs of new sneakers for local children in need so that they can start the school year off with confidence.
Let's go.
Head to KISW.com to donate.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are some teenagers from Pennsylvania that are being accused of stealing a Ronald McDonald statue from a McDonald's. They don't even make these statues anymore, and apparently there are so few of them left
I'm trying to picture which Ronald McDonald statue are we talking about. Is it the one where he's sitting on a bench? Have you ever seen that one?
The one that I saw.
I love that one.
The one that I saw in the surveillance footage looks like it's like a kneeling Ronald McDonald.
Oh, that's Ronald after dark.
A little interesting.
Danny, sometimes he meets up with the Burger King, you know, after a few drinks. And
I get it.
I'm not here to shame them.
No, this is the manager talking about it.
I was very angry. I woke up to a text.
I'm very angry, but still laughing about this as well.
I was very angry. I woke up to a text with a picture of the wall, and it said, "Where's Ronald?" So then when I checked the footage, you could see them in here horsing around a bit, and then it was busy, and they just scooched out the two side doors.
You know, as much as I want to shame these kids, I feel like that's something stupid that my buddies in college and I would absolutely do.
You guys were a bunch of Hamburglars?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Hopefully, you know, Mayor McCheese doesn't crack down on us.
Well, now they're telling everybody in the area, like, keep your eyes peeled. I mean, everybody knows it's an iconic statue. Like, just look for the random Ronald McDonald that's out of place. I'm sure somebody's going to spot it.
That is the bittersweet part. Like, you steal it, you want to show this thing off because it's ridiculous, but that immediately, because I remember thinking, like, how great would it be to get the Ronald where he's sitting on a bench?
Oh, my gosh.
But bring it back to, like, you know, bring it back to our apartment back at the time and then have it sit on the couch at all times. Ronald's just hanging out with you, like smoking bowls with you and everything.
I think we should bring one to your house now. I think your wife would love that aesthetic on like your front porch.
Oh,
she'd be stoked.
Sitting on the porch, like welcoming all like the Amazon and the FedEx drivers.
Oh,
nobody would ever dime us out for that.
No,
and the HOA would love it.
They would totally love it.
Oh, okay, be honest. I feel like Danny definitely has some stories, but what about you, T-Dog? Have you ever stolen something that's completely stupid or ridiculous?
Yes. So I had a good friend
of mine. Clearly you're not stealing it for money or financial gain.
No. This is just a friend of mine growing up. We used to steal the slippery when wet signs, like the little and we would write each, like, you know, you pass notes in school. Our like joke would be we'd steal one of those and then write a note and then pass that to the other one during like class or something like that. So then they had this ridiculous, stupid, slippery when wet sign that they had to carry around for the whole day. And we had tons of them by the end of high school.
I thought you guys are like big Bon Jovi fans.
That's a great album. Great album.
Danny, okay.
Well, of course, Steve. We used to drive around, and of course, we would just steal the road signs from literally everywhere we could. I mean,
if it's loose, you're grabbing it.
Yeah, well, yeah. It wasn't even loose most of the time.
It's like that describes dating life too.
Wow. No, there are so many times though that you just drive around, and we like the biggest goal was always to get our names. Like if there was like a name in Albuquerque that was like Daniel Street or Danny Street, that would be the goal. But we'd never be able to get those because they were like too high. So we just do millions of stops. Signs, millions of construction road signs, and like we probably at one time had about 15 in the back of our like SUV.
Danny, there is a Barrett Road sign up in Skagit County.
Go get it for you.
Yes, please. I've always wanted it.
I got nothing going on tonight.
What about you? What's a ridiculous thing that you stole?
My brother and I used to take kind of piggybacking on Danny, but we would take those construction. Those little light up, like the yellow lighting, like the blinking lights, like the caution light things. My brother and I would take those all the time. Like we would go out and then we'd have them in our room. Again, eventually my parents would come into that room and just see like 15 of these blinking lights. We just thought it was the coolest thing. I remember one time my dad he got so pissed because he could see it from my bedroom when he parked his car.
Oh.
He got home from work and he just saw it. Like you look outside our window and it's just like a flashing orange light. I don't know why we thought this was a good idea, but hey, we're pissed.
You're cool kids, that's why.
I don't know if we were cool, but we were definitely illuminated.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
So now we want to hear from you, Rockaholics. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we want to hear what's that dumb thing that you stole? Maybe it was a street sign like Danny. Maybe it was a blinking light like Steve. A ridiculous souvenir from a wild night out.
Maybe it was Ronald McDonald.
Call now, 206-803-ROCK. Tell us what you stole, and we will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Have you ever stolen something totally ridiculous? We love it, by the way, if you have. We want to hear the story, so tell us what dumb thing you stole. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it.
Now, we might have to raw dog our calls because apparently we're having shockingly technical issues with our phones. We had a bunch of people on hold, and we did not intentionally hang up on you.
No, we did not, so call back.
Yes.
Danny, let's see. Who is this? Hello, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Bob in Tacoma, but I'm going by Tacoma Bob now.
Tacoma Bob.
TB.
Now, Tacoma Bob, tell us about the ridiculous thing that you stole.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that the statute of limitations has run out on this so the sheriff doesn't show up at my front door. But when I was 16, from the Aurora Drive-In Theater in Seattle, I stole a pair of the speakers that hang on the windows. And I brought them home and I mounted them on my headboard and pointed through my Sansui stereo.
Oh, wait, so they do work.
Oh, they work great. I was surprised how well the speakers were in those things.
That is amazing. So do you have any sort of like electrical expertise, or were you like, I'm just going to figure this out and wire my own speakers into my headboard?
Oh, no, I've been playing, taking apart radios and everything ever since I was 6 years old. So it was no big deal.
That is awesome. I learned something while we were waiting to go back on the air. Both Danny and I, never been to a drive-thru to see him. I've been to a drive-thru to see Green Day perform, which was awesome, but I've never seen a movie at a drive-thru.
The drive-in movie theater in Oak Harbor, Blue Fox, you guys got to go this summer. It's so much fun.
Drive-thru would be a really short film.
It would be.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, have you ever stolen something ridiculous? Tell us the story about the dumb thing that you stole.
Earlier, you said you were stealing slippery when wet signs, and we got a texter that said, I also stole slippery when wet signs because it made me laugh after a Bon Jovi concert.
Oh, I love that.
And it's still in their garage.
Yes.
Another person says, I once took a plastic flamingo from someone's yard on a drunken walk home. I returned it the next day with an apology note.
Oh, I love that. The conscience.
The conscience.
We've got Caleb from Bonnie Lake. Caleb, what is the ridiculous thing that you have stolen?
Traffic cones. Me and my friends have, like, I think, like a 500.
500?
Do you keep it in a storage unit? Where do you keep these cones?
In all of our rooms. We sell them back to construction companies.
I don't know if that's very Robin Hood of you or just strange. How much are you selling them back for?
$20.
And at any point are they like, hey, buddy, wait a second. Where are you getting these traffic cones? Or they don't care?
They don't really care. My friend's family owns a construction company, and we found out that they buy them back because people steal theirs. So we just sell them back.
You're just telling everybody the best way to make an extra couple dollars this summer. Thanks, Caleb.
Got a text says we would steal house for sale signs and put them in our friends' front yards. It backfired one time, though, when our friend's mom was a renter and she thought the landlord was selling their house without telling her.
Oh,
that's
no.
From our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Give you a little panic attack.
Just a tad.
Oh, gosh.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? This man has 226 wins, 69 losses.
I can never lose again.
Never. And 55 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we play the game called Beat Migs at 650.
69.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.